Everybody, I'm Spencer Claiborne, temporary co-host of Dunecom. I'm sorry, George Drage, he will be joining me on this episode, actually, but I am just hosting an episode as a way to get out to more viewers. I, as you probably know from previous episodes, am the host of my own podcast, Dual Boot Podcast. You can find that at www.dbpodcast.com. George will actually be hosting my show next week. Just kind of a little turnaround for you. With that, let's begin the show.
Hey, everyone. This is the Apple Juice Show with George Drage. But as you heard...
Actually, the Apple Juice Show with Spencer Claiborne today.
Yeah.
Anyways, so George, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well, pretty well. I actually just finished finals, so I'm back on track here. We're recording today, so hope I did well.
Today was my last day of school, which is very fortunate. Anyways, today we have a lot of Apple news to talk about. Apple Liquid. Apple... How else could we use Apple? Anyways, first off, I don't know if you talked about this on a previous episode. I don't think you did, but the Apple's online store completely ran out of iPhones. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. Actually, my dad was going to get one, but they're out of luck, so he's just going to have to wait till the 3G, which he was, but I'd rather get him one now.
Do you have an Apple store there? I'm guessing you do.
Yeah, we have actually two in the local malls, and so I was going to think about getting him one for Father's Day, but I'll just have to wait until see when the new iPhone comes out. Actually, didn't you see the rumor the other day that said that it might be coming out June 9th or something like that, Spencer?
I actually didn't see that rumor. And I have to say, so, you know, along with these iPhone things, I am very... This thing is extremely, in my opinion, discrediting MacRumors.com. They keep saying it's going to be this day, it's going to be that day. I completely disagree. I think it's going to be... It's going to be at WWDC. When's WWDC?
That is June 12th. Or the first day is June 9th.
Well, then it'll come out June 9th.
June 9th. Yeah, actually, I found the post that I was telling you about. It says right here that the sources close to the 3G iPhone that June 1st, the first day of WWDC, will in fact be the day that... Jobstinator announces the new iPhone. I like that. Jobstinator.
Yes, I know you do. He'll... You know, I'm sorry, but I think that he's gonna speak at the closing of the WWDC. I think he's gonna be the... I think, you know, if it's gonna, according to Apple style, it's gonna go... You know, you go through WWDC, oh my god, it's gonna come, oh my god, it's gonna come. And then at the very end, you know, WWDC will go out with a bang with the new iPhone.
Yeah, can you believe we're only 4 weeks away from that, Spencer?
Yeah.
Less than 4 weeks. Maybe two, three weeks.
Three weeks away.
I'm gonna be there at the launch, Spencer. I'm telling you now. I will be there at the launch taking pictures.
You're going to WWDC, George?
No, the launch of the iPhone.
It already launched, George.
The 3G iPhone, Spencer, at the store.
You know, I think it's really funny. We're addressing each other as George and Spencer, when really, we can just talk without it. Anyways, yeah, definitely. I don't think they're going to actually have a huge launch party. I think it's just going to be like the updating of the iPod line.
Well, yeah, that's what some people say. But, you know, like the day it comes out, I will be at the Apple store taking pictures of the lines and all that.
Oh, yeah, I will too.
Didn't you see that news rumor that came out? Or actually, not a news rumor, but everybody was lined up in New York City with the just waiting for something. It was ridiculous.
I think that was a publicity stunt. I'm sorry. I really do.
There was no reason.
I don't follow Apple rumors as intensely as George does. He'll know a lot more about this than I will. But, yeah, definitely. I'm totally... Yeah. Apple rumors, for me, they go in one ear and out another.
Yeah.
It seems like there's just so many of them. And... I know that's what this show is dedicated to, and I completely get that, but I don't really... I'm confused. I can't decide if I should believe it or not.
Yeah, actually, they were talking about this on iPhone in My Life and Mac on My Life with Billy Heim. It was the store on the Fifth Avenue in New York City. It's the, keep in mind that the Cube is open 24 hours a day. It was everybody, there was a whole line, like, it was humongous. And then some person called and he was like, what's going on? And the person in the Apple store said they had no idea. And the line was getting to form around the block. So I'll just put up the pictures that they have here, on the show notes. And
yeah, definitely. I heard a similar story to this on Mac News Weekly. It's a podcast. Sorry, I don't know them, but they're an awesome podcast that I watch weekly. It's where I get most of my Apple news. Well, some of it. I also get a lot of my Apple news from this show, but yeah, definitely. Mac News Weekly. They had a similar thing of this where iPhones are just running out everywhere. I think O2 and a couple of other places, Carphone Warehouse in the UK, are totally out of iPhones. They have released this statement. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows what Apple's planning, except for me. But I'm not telling you that. Anyways, on to our next topic. What's our next topic, George?
Well, today came in to my RSS feed. Latest iPhone 2.0 beta adds geotagging to camera photos.
What's geotagging?
Well, Spencer, as you don't know, geotagging, it's when you would, like, be, all right, and you click the Locate Me button on the iPhone, you know, in the map, and it would say, all right, it says, Maps, would you like to use your current location? And then it says, don't allow, or okay. And then it said, Camera, would like to use your current location? And you'd say, don't allow, or okay. And then in the settings, you would go to General, and then there would be a thing that says location services, and you would turn that on. And that's in the, came out in the latest build, 54292G, where it's a location-aware services such as maps and camera. They give user permissions before transmitting data used to identify their current geographic location.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, the thing is that, I'm sorry, I'm kind of spacing it here. I think that I have to say, Apple is behind. I was thinking that when the iPhone came out, they would A, build in 3.5G because it was available at the time. B, give it a GPS. C, give it a removable battery. D, give it a video camera. I mean, the only thing the N95 lacks is the interface.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from there, Spencer. Actually, if
Nokia made the N99, that I'd snap it up. It'd be a touchscreen phone, multi-touch, whatever. Yeah, no, I'd snap that up. I think that right now I'd love an iPhone, but I like Nokia because A, their phones are extremely powerful.
Yeah.
They have awesome, they'll work on any carrier. They don't just restrict it, you know. And they do sell some of their, they do sell strictly on some networks, but their big phones are only on, are unlocked.
Yeah.
I don't think that Apple took the right track here.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Spencer. I was gonna say is that this geotagging thing on the iPhone comes and puts me in mind like Brightkite. Brightkite is a service where you go and it actually has iPhone support, and you go and you type in your location or the Starbucks you're at, and you say, all right, I'm in Starbucks in Orlando, Florida. Gives you a couple of Starbucks, and all right, I'm at this Starbucks. And then you can take a picture of it, email it to or from your phone or from wherever you are, and you have that picture. You email it to this email, and on Brightkite, it shows up. And then what you do is you search, and you can see the people that are in your location. And if someone was having a meetup, like maybe a podcast meetup, maybe I was going to have a podcast meetup over here in Orlando, Florida, I would take a picture saying, all right, we're going to meet here. And they would look, Orlando, Florida, and they would see me, and they would come to the podcast meetup. And currently, you're using that too, Spencer, right?
Yeah, I'm actually at brightkite.com/Spencer. Spencer.
And I'm brightkite/gdrage.
You're brightkite.com/gdrage.
Yeah.
Sorry.
G-D-R-A-G.
And, yeah, definitely sign up for a BrightKite invite. If you need a BrightKite invite, email me, spencer@dbpodcast.com. That's dbpodcast.com. And I'd be happy to send one to you.
Or you can just put me in your in my contact.
Totally. Just email me and I'll totally get you an invite. I know it's totally uncool to not have invites that are new things. And at Dual Boot, I know on Apple Juice 2, we're trying to fix that. So yeah, if you were having a BrightKite invite giveaway.
Yeah, if you want a BrightKite, how about do this? How about we put your information, my contact, on my page, and we will pick a random winner. We'll pick a couple people, and Spencer will give one away to one of you guys, and I'll give one away to you one of you guys. So just
hey, I'll give 10 away. I'll give. Okay.
So I've got like six right now. I've got six, so we'll give a couple. We'll pick a couple people and give them away.
Okay. Since we're working this out live on the show, we're not actually live anywhere, but since we're working this out while we're recording the show, I'll say this. Email me, spencer@dbpodcast.com. I'll be giving away 10 BrightKite invites. How many will... And email George at... What is it?
No. Just put it into my contact form, or you can email me
at... On Apple Juice Show, and he'll give away. How many invites will you give away, George?
I'll pick three random people in my email inbox, and we'll announce you on our next show. How about that?
Yeah, definitely. Also, be sure to link us to your website and your name.
If you have one.
Yeah, definitely. So that's pretty much our BrightKite giveaway. BrightKite. Bright fight.
Bright kite, Spencer.
I'm sorry. I'm stuttering today. Yeah, definitely. I have a couple other invites for other services. And I know you have some, too. So if you'd like to make a bargain, I'm going to be listing all of my invites at sclay.com/invites. I'm not sure that'll be up by the time you're listening to this episode. I'm going to try to get it up tonight. That is tonight when we're recording this episode. That is the 22nd. Definitely.
We forgot to mention at the beginning of this podcast. This podcast is for Friday, May 23rd, 2008.
No, we got to do this all super, like, podcast style. This podcast was recorded on the 22nd of April. I mean, May. Music.
Wow, I was looking through here. Spencer, did you hear about that thing for the new insurance policy for AT&T?
I haven't heard about that thing.
All right, so, here, I'll send you the link. It's actually from Boy Genius, Genius Reports. Where
Ooh,
is Spencer?
I gotta join that report.
Yes, I actually subscribed to my RSS feed. Boy Genius Report, and they, on this Monday, actually, it was, Monday, we were told that AT&T was finally coming out and getting ready to offer decent handset insurance and equipment tire, $50 non-refundable deductible purchase claim. What? Well, I heard it was like $5. That's what I heard.
It's actually a complex. It's actually kind of complex, George. Let me explain it to you. I don't know if you read how much you read into this post, but a deductible is how much you pay when you have to get it repaired. So basically, you'll pay the $5 every month, but when your phone breaks, you go into the store. You have to pay $50 to get a new one, to have them give you a new one and repair your old one. It's just a way of them making money. That's the deductible. It'll probably cost around $5 a month.
Yeah,
but,
that's what it was. Yeah.
It's a monthly plan plus the deductible. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I just looked at this post here from Gizmodo. It says, even though it's the title is Using Twitter from Home Animation. There's a video of it. I'll watch it later, but even though most of Twitter uses to inform the world of their bowel movements, whoa, Justin Wartek came on slightly more clever, used this app. He uses the extension switch and a computer in order to monitor a Twitter account for the on and off switch command sends from his cell phone. Wow, it's pretty amazing. I'll put that link in the show notes. It looks pretty amazing.
Yeah, I completely know what you're. I know what you're saying. I know what you're talking about. I saw this post earlier. Sorry, it's home automation. Just a quick mispronunciation on George's part. So basically, what this is that he hooked up his home automation system. If you don't know what home automation is, it's basically being able to control certain aspects of your home, like, you know, your cooling system, your music, your videos, but more than that, like your security system and your lights, on and off through one central computer. And he's hooked this up to the Twitter API so he can text, I don't know, I'm guessing he'll text something like lights on for when he's about to go home, or air conditioning on 75 degrees or something like that.
Yeah.
Or he'll Twitter that, and it'll automatically pick up, and it has certain keywords it looks for. I'm sorry to go into complete in so much detail. Detail is very important on my opinion, but it'll pick that up, and it'll go and it'll send that to a home automation thing, and like within 5 minutes it'll have probably even instantly, pretty instantly it'll have the lights on, it'll have the cooling on, it'll have whatever on.
Yeah, you know what's crazy here? I'm looking. AT&T says that they're going to complete their 3G network in June, which gives me a sign that, well, everybody knows probably a 3G iPhone is going to come out. It says right here that they're going to finalizing and bringing 1.4 megabits per second down and 800 gigabits per second up to the user in its range. AT&T's next move will be offering at the HSPA in more markets by the end of June.
Can I say something?
Yes.
That's sad. That's just sad. Because, Verizon, I really have to say this, but I wish that that Apple went with Verizon as their partner instead of AT&T, because Verizon is starting on their 4G network. I mean, the technology is there, and they're
now... I know, and Sprint, Sprint's 4G. Going into WiMAX, which is really interesting.
What's WiMAX?
It's the next generation of Wi-Fi, which Japan already has.
Oh, hold on a second. This is a good topping.
Type in WiMAX in Wikipedia. It'll show up at Wikipedia.
I just found it. Okay.
All right.
World Interoperability for Microwave Access is a telecommunications technology aimed at providing wireless data over long distances in a variety of ways, from point-to-point links to full mobile cellular-type access. Wow.
Yeah. It's actually better than Wi-Fi. It's the next generation for here. But Sprint's going to be heading into WiMAX. I've heard a lot of rumors about Sprint and WiMAX.
The thing is, George, is that I'm sorry. I hate it. I hate the word rumor, because it's basically a fancy word for uncertainty.
Well, I don't know what uncertainty means, so I just use rumor.
And you don't know what uncertainty means?
Never heard of that word, Spencer. Never heard of that word. So
what the heck?
It's, did you actually hear about this other thing that they were talking about, a 24-karat gold iPhone? At least 20 people would pay $3,000 for it.
Huh.
Would you pay $3,000 for a 24-karat gold iPhone?
Yeah.
51 bids on iPhone. I mean, on eBay. I was looking right here. 51.
The thing is, I can't afford that. I mean, really.
Me too.
No, I'm sorry. Let me correct myself from earlier. It was uncertainty. George, do you know what uncertainty means?
I've heard of it, but I really don't know.
I'm just kidding. I'm just messing around. Anyways,
All right. What else? I heard this thing. Did you hear this? Apple CBS sued over use of Mighty Mouse. This was a pretty interesting one. Macworld, actually Mac Megasite and Macworld threw it out. I'll send you a link there. Mm-hmm. There you go, Spencer. Let's see here. Yeah.
Lanover, an MD-based man in M&M, has filed a lawsuit against Apple and CBS for using the term Mighty Mouse. Might Mouse.
Oh, yeah, I have actually a Mighty Mouse. I'm using it right now.
You're going to be sued by Lanover.
Oh, crap.
for mentioning Mighty Mouse on your show.
Oh, crap. I'm not going to be able to buy my iMac or iPhone that I wanted to get this summer.
Anyways, yeah, no, this is interesting. Landover, a man and man machine. I can't believe that. And CBS uses it for a cartoon character. Oh.
Well, Spencer, here's a good one for you. Twitter refuses to uphold terms and services. And when it came to my RSS feed, it says, Twitter refuses to ban abusive users. This is funny.
It's advertising. It's simple advertising.
Are you sure about this, Spencer? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm certain.
All right. And on to the next thing. What else?
What else do you have, NetNewsWire?
Oh, here we are. More job hunting at Apple RF engineer with WiMAX, mobile TV, and 3G experience. Look at that. Another intriguing job opportunity at Cupertino today for the senior RF system engineer. Unlike the GPS one, it's not iPhone
specific. What does RF mean?
Good question, Spencer. Do you know?
I'm just wondering if you know.
No, I'm just reading what it said from radio frequency. I don't think that would be right for a position, but
perfect. You got it right. Nice job.
Senior radio frequency. System. All right, here. iPhone specific. Here are the chops you need. Knowledge about Bluetooth, 3G, UWB, WiMAX, GPS, mobile TV, and similar wireless technologies. With wireless mobile integration into PC system consumer products is the strong plus.
Okay, so this could mean they're going to try out WiMAX. I don't think they're going to try out WiMAX because, pardon my French again, but Sprint and a couple other companies have patented the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they'll just want somebody with experience with it. Bluetooth, they're probably going to bring stereo Bluetooth to the next iPhone. You know, it makes sense because...
You know what I would want in the iPhone? You know what I would want, Spencer? I would want it...
I really don't. Please tell me.
No, let me tell you. I would want to come home from school, from work, from wherever, get home, and... Or not at all. I mean, anytime I'm at my house, be able to sync my phone wirelessly.
So it either be Wi-Fi syncing or Bluetooth syncing. And Bluetooth syncing already happens automatically in the Voyager. So they'd either be taking a play out of the Voyager playbook or the Microsoft playbook. Either way, it's not an innovation.
All right. You know, also, I think that it's going to come out with two cameras, one in the front and one in the back, just like the N95.
All right. Again, that wouldn't be an innovation.
All right, but I want them to come out with it. I mean, like, come, all right.
Tell me what new innovation do you want to see in the new iPhone?
Quick on the iPhone has not come
That'd
out yet.
That'd be something that Quick would have to develop.
All right, Quick would have to develop. All right, something new. Let me think.
You didn't know Quick is a... Quick is a company that lets you stream live video like you stream, but from your Nokia N series phone at the time of press. They're saying they're working on an iPhone version, but they're not there yet.
You know, it's actually possible.
There's a company that did that, but you haven't told me yet what new, truly new innovations you want to see Apple do.
Truly new innovations. All right. To be able to buy movies off of your iPhone.
Well, I mean, how would you do that with data speed? And you can already you can already do that with VCast.
All right. Let me think of something. How about we stab that subject? But I actually wanted to review this.
Stab that subject.
I wanted to review this product I have here for my iPhone. What do you think, Spencer? Well, I got a review copy of this application because my iPhone is jailbroken. And I emailed them to see if I could have a review copy of this program. And so it's called the video recorder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely do a review of that. I have no experience. The thing is that for me, I guess I'm behind the curve. I would love an iPhone, but A, I'm not with AT&T, and B, I don't really, and I have my little crappy LG something random number phone, and that's good for calls and text messages. And I have my pocket PC, and I use them both, and I think that I'm fine with those. I mean, I'd be great if I had an iPhone, but I love getting push exchange email, even though the iPhone's not doing that yet. So it's coming, but it hasn't done it yet. And yeah, so go ahead with your review.
All right. I'm gonna be reviewing today the video recorder for the iPhone. Right now it is you have to pay for it. It's $20, $19.95, I think. And so you have to jailbreak your iPhone, and actually
I
if you're
recommend iPhone for that. A couple of my friends at school have iPhones that they need jailbroken, so I just brought my laptop to school and used iPhone on it. Anyways,
Well,
go ahead.
I use the iJailbreak.com. Friend of mine, REX. See if we can get him one day on the show,
Eric's.
Eric's. He's the one that wrote the application. 13-year-old kid, very smart. Let me read you here a little about iPhone Video Recorder. Is a powerful iPhone-oriented video recorder produced by Dreamcatcher. CATCHER. iPhone video recorder records audio and video to the compressed MPEG-4 format, so the recording is space saving. An hour high quality recording will the file be as will the smile the file will be as small as 60 megabytes. The iPhone video recorder boosts up to 15 frames per second, which guarantees better recording performance. With the iPhone video recorder, recording is easy and enjoyable. You may playback the video, download it to your computer, upload it to YouTube, or send it out an email as you wish. And then here has different tabs here in the settings. As general, you can auto encode. You can enable signature, which I have no idea what that means. I've got to try it. Video settings, you change video settings, the audio settings, and then about. And if you want to go to that website, it's iPhoneVideoRecorder.com.
You didn't give us the review.
I'm going. Just wait, Spencer. Wait. All right. I've actually recorded a couple of videos. The quality is crystal clear, but the iPhone does not have Zoom in it. So that's the only problem that I don't like about this. If you could zoom in, that would be a best thing, 'cause I was at a little 5th grade play, and for my brother, and so I was sitting there recording everything or everything there is going on, and I was so recording there, and I was like, "What the heck? I can't see." So I had to get like in front of all the people. All the people to record as much as I could, but it actually is pretty good. Like for let's say my longest one is 2 minutes or 2 minutes and 55 seconds. It's 11.8 megabytes, and it records to 320 by 240.
What does that mean in English, please?
What?
What does 1380 by 240 mean?
320 by 240.
Yeah, the thing is that I know that I know it's probably going to be people that are a little more pro that probably listen to this podcast, but you got a couple of beginners. Like I hate to admit it, but I am kind of a beginner when it comes to Apple. Not this isn't just Apple, but just elaborate what you
Well,
mean.
320 by 480 means the width or the length, the width and the length of how it's viewed. So And it's viewed like you would hold your iPhone like you were being watching a movie. You wouldn't hold it like up like you're talking on the phone. You would hold it to the side. 320 would be the long way, and then 240 would be the up way. That's actually how a iPhone, if I were to make a background, like for my background, I would make it that size, 320 by 40. Or yeah, 320 by 40. That's what that records in. So 480 long way and 320 sideways.
Nice.
Yes.
Any flaws you'd find in the software except for the zoom?
Of the program?
Yeah.
Well, I've had actually once or twice. I would click to record, and it would record, and then it would like if I were to get a text message, it would come up in the screen, and I would try to click out of it, and I would click out of it, and it would stop recording and would re-record. And so it's a little different. And then sometimes I would click record, and it wouldn't show up on the screen, so I would have to turn off my phone and turn it back on.
Oh, well, see, the thing is that with jailbroken iPhones, in my opinion, you shouldn't have to pay $15 for a piece of software that requires you to validate your warranty.
You've got mail.
I'm sorry, I know that they were great in sending you a review copy, and that's showing you that they're a great company, and they want to make money off of their stuff, and I get that, but I don't think they should charge for something that's a little bit glitchy. I mean, do you agree?
I agree totally with you, Spencer.
All right. Anyways, next topic. What else is there?
There's so many, Spencer. This could go on all night. I think we're running out of time here. It's gone over our limit a little. So Spencer, I'm George Drage, host of this podcast, but not today.
Oh, you're just going to end it. Oh.
Yes.
Well, I'm Spencer Claiborne, host of this podcast. This has been my guest, George Drage. Definitely. I hope you visit the site. If you're listening in iTunes, definitely visit our wonderfully laid out site. Done by Zach Flahas. I think that's how you say his last name.
Flawless, yes.
Zach, if you listen to this podcast, let me know. It's a wonderfully designed site. We hope you get there to visit it.
Yeah, we were actually supposed to have Zach on here, but he actually couldn't make it tonight. Yeah, because he's working on some project. But we will soon have him on here again, or not again, but for the first time. And I'm gonna be getting some more people on here. So this is the Apple Juice Show with George Drage and today's host.
It's not the Apple Juice Show with George Drage. It's the
All right, you say that now. Say that now.
Okay, fine. I'll end it. Well, thanks for listening to the Apple Juice Show. I'm Spencer Claiborne, and this has been my guest, George Drage. Yeah, definitely. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful morning. Whatever time you're listening to this, have a wonderful time. Enjoy life while you can, and have a great day. I'll talk to you later.